Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
But so this was, this podcast, the show was after this paper. And you was, coming
around
up
around 2013, I believe. Yeah, my son was born to, around the 2012, summer 2012, up until 2013, I split from cosmophysics. I had, as you grow, you bump head. I bump head with my mentor, and allowed
after
my
that
other,
two went into Pisces.
My other contemporaries felt I was too forceful and too demanding in the things I wanted, especially on the show. And so I felt they were all turning against me, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I split from them. That year of my own, I grew phenomenally. I developed my own technique or my own tradition of astrology I call conceptual astrology during that time. It was a time where I felt lost about cosmic physics. So I said, well, what can I do? Because I can't give astrology up, but I'm lost. So I went back to something I love, writing, comic books, fantasy. I started role-playing, playing D&D and Vampire the Masquerade again. And you know, I think 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons was out. I started role-playing again. And I went back to writing comic books. And I was really heavily into Carl Jung and the hero's journey. And then when I found out Carl Jung was an astrologer, and he wrote some astrology books, I started reading it. And I started getting to esoteric astrology and Vedic astrology. And, you know, expanding my different astrological preview outside of cosmophysics. And I started meeting mentors and people in those, you know, genres who were exchanging information and teaching me things. And I was teaching them things from a cosmophysics perspective. And I grew.
So, this is when you develop conceptual astrology?
Yes.
Now, are you still a conceptual astrologer?
Absolutely.
With inside of cosmophysics?
Yes, I'm a cosmo-conceptualist.
And a wordsmith.
It's all those Libra planets, though.
I like that word. I see the wordplay. I heard you mention conceptual astrology. That's why I want to make sure.
So I began to develop that, and I developed a technique within conceptual astrology called opening the lotus. You know, the zodiac is a 12-petal lotus. Each sign is connecting to the other sign. So whatever subject matter, theme, or a concept or idea you're thinking of, the zodiacal energy that's most prominent with it, you put to the ascendant. That becomes the subject matter. And you open the lotus, and petal by petal, house by house, sign by sign, you read the generalities and the connections of that idea. So for instance, I'll give an example, just a really brief example. Leo is equated to the sign children. I mean, children is equated to the zodiac Leo. If we study the anatomy of the sign Leo by opening the lotus, Leo is at the ascendant. It means children, children subject matter. Leo is the sign of unconditional love, playfulness, childishness, the divine child and such, that's Leo in the first, because children project without unconsciously their divine self, always, right? And so then after Leo is the sign Virgo, and Virgo is in the second place. The second house normally represents what we eat, what we chew, you know, say our values and some things, our morals. Well, a child, you can't eat, you can't just feed a child anything. So you have to be very specific of what you feed a child. And that's Virgo in the second. Virgo is the sign of Pacifics. Okay? All right. And the third place we find Libra. And children communicate how they are related to. So how you relate to a child is how they can communicate back to you. You know what I'm saying? And so Scorpio in the fourth place, if you do your research, a lot of children, the number one card for children is in the home. That's the fourth place, okay? And it is their upbringing, and their parent was transformed them and evolved. Their parenting evolves them, okay? And then the fifth place of children is Sagittarius, and we know children love, it's fifth place, to jump up and down, to run, and they play too damn much, okay? With Sag up in the fifth, and we can spin that wheel. And that's why I say I'm a driver in astrology, not a passenger, because I take control of the wheel and I spin it. You spin that wheel around, all the way around. You can go all around. You can put Pisces in the eighth place. Children die from crib death, correct? That's what they die from mostly when they're infants. Crypt death. And we can go all around that entire wheel to describe the generalities that connect with children. And so what I had done is I had opened the lotus of Leo on the concept of children to explain why Leo is the prominent sign of children. So I did that for everything, all kinds of, you can do it for, I did it for mythologies. In esoteric astrology, what's the name, Alice Bailey book,
yeah.
Right? She always explained, wherever you have Jupiter at, or wherever the house, the cuff Sagittarius on, is where you act the most like Zeus. And you had Jupiterian or, you know, Jupiter qualities. You're like the god, you know, that's where you're like the god, the king of the gods, and you're very exuberant and blah, 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 right? But what none of these astrologers ever told you, why? And they'll say, oh, well, Jupiter is the king of the gods, like Zeus, because it's the biggest planet, but never really why. But if you put Sag to the first, and you open up that 12-petal lotus, Sagittarius in the first house represents the body and physique, and Sag in the first equals a giant, and Zeus is a giant, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Capricorn in the second house represents Zeus's father, Cronos, tried to eat him, correct?
Nice, yeah.
Zeus throws the what? The lightning bolt, and the third place is the place of the hand, and he holds the lightning bolt, Aquarius, correct? Zeus was raised on an island by nymphs. That's Pisces in the fourth, correct? He was hidden in the cave on the island, right? Hidden during his while he was red, correct? That's Pisces in the fourth. Okay, Zeus's firstborn child, okay, is Mars or Aries, the war god. All right, and his firstborn daughter was born from his head, Athena, Aries. Okay, so we can spin that chart around. Zeus married his cousins, his sisters, his aunties, Gemini and the seventh, and we can spin that wheel all around. And Scorpio on the 12th, what was his undoing? His sexuality. He always was either raping or sleeping with somebody's wife or raping someone. He had Scorpio in the 12th. So we can spin that whole, his entire catalog of myths fits in Sagittarius. If you open up the lotus, sign by sign, house by house, petal by petal, so I could explain to you why Zeus or Jupiter is Sagittarius. They couldn't, and they were the professional astrologers, the celebrities of astrology.
So I have a question. When you trying to figure out your planet significations or your sign significations of, do you place that planet in the first house and then go all the way around, and that's how you get your, that is that the concept? Because you just talked about kids and you put Leo in the first house, and then you just went all the way around the wheel describing kids. So let's just say Venus. Is that how you explain Venus? You would put Venus in the first house and then go around the wheel?
No, sir. I look at the definition of the word, or I look at the powerful traits or the most known traits and characteristics of the idea. And I look at the signs that are most prominent connected to that. Okay. And then I spin the wheel on all of those things and see what encompasses all of the theme. What encompasses all the motif, what encompasses all the myth, all the characteristics, the best.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.